car.
Oh, you want to hear a hairless fucking dick joke? So I go over to Jay-Z's house, right?
wait. Okay, hold on. On that note, let's
play the fucking song.
Welcome to another edition of the Manstalgia Podcast, a podcast where real guys get together to discuss real issues in a real way. On this podcast, we speak about fact and opinion in an honest way. This is a show where there are no safe spaces, no crybabies, no filters, and facts don't care about your feelings. You can reach us on Facebook.com/Manstalgia or on Twitter at @ManstalgiaPod and now on Instagram at @Manstalgia. There's a running theme where pretty much you type in Manstalgia into any social media platform, you'll probably find us screwing up the internet wherever you want. Of course, you can email us at manstalgiamail@gmail.com. As always, I'm your host, Fletch Fletcher. I'm a retired cop, the king of useless information, and I still have not reached my goal of being declared a suppressive person by the cult of Scientology. And guys, I'm proud to say another episode passes where I have not seen The Notebook. Thank you.
Congratulations.
So I'm really tempted.
You can't make me.
Actually, for the record, I'm really tempted to handcuff you to a fucking chair, tape your eyelids open.
I like where this is going.
Face you to the fucking TV and turn that motherfucker on.
You lost me there. Returning from our veterans episode today are Cartman. Say hello, Cartman.
Hello.
And PA. Hello, PA.
Hello.
And I'm proud to say
you learned how to use the fucking mic this time.
After a little bit of tutoring and after listening to the last episode with Mugshot and Fuzzy, you guys have... listening to your own episode.
Yes. Who was it that said you need to embrace it? You need to eat the dick.
I believe that was Fuzzy who said...
Was it Fuzzy?
Eat the dick.
Thank you, Fuzzy. I appreciate it.
Mira. Eat the dick.
Eat the dick.
So, as you can hear tonight, based on the... much improved. We have them in the cans and eating the dick.
Hey,
pun
whatever.
I like
intended.
That. I like
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
pun
I like
intended.
It. I mean, I do the two-handed technique.
I hope so.
Yeah, that's the only way to go. Ladies, if you're not doing the
clockwise
two-handed technique.
With the right hand, counterclockwise with the left hand.
Yeah, if you're not doing the fucking technique with two hands and twisting, you need to learn. Contact us and I'll have you come
just
over.
Just watch a freaking porno.
I used to say this.
No. I'll teach them. They can come over.
Seriously.
Like, hey, just send a picture in. I'll let you come over and we'll work on this.
But what is with the modern thing in porn where it's sexy for a girl to hawk a loogie on your dick?
Oh my God, that's so fucking hot.
Really?
Oh, when a chick
does
that.
You're fucked up.
Oh, when a chick does that, I'm
no.
like, yes. Yes, this
no,
is going to be fucking great.
There's something wrong with you. There is no world in which it is sexy to hawk a loogie on my dick.
Oh, and then she starts, oh, yes. Yes, it is. Clearly, you haven't had that done yet. You've been married way too fucking long.
Clearly, I don't need it done. It must be another veterans episode.
It is another veterans episode.
So we talked about the feedback from the previous episode. We got emails saying, you guys are funny. You're... microphone skills suck
yeah.
ass.
Yeah, well, you know, we
working
it was
on,
your
hey,
first
hey,
time.
First time on the radio.
Fixed it.
First
fixed
time.
Knock it off.
So, you know what? We're fixing things tonight for you guys, and hopefully you'll have a much better time. Anything from the week that struck you as particularly interesting that sticks out in your mind?
How about North Korea saying, hey, we're willing to come to the table and talk now?
Why does that strike you as odd? Is it because of after the Olympics? What?
No. I just think it's funny because you had all those libtards out there freaking out when Trump's like, my nuclear button's a lot bigger than yours, saying he's going to lead to a nuclear war. And all of a sudden, North Korea's like, so homie don't want to play in this fight anymore. So can we talk about this?
I'll let you go as long as you want with that. I'm just going to tell you that it kills me when people say nuclear. Nuclear.
Nuclear.
That's right.
Nuclear.
That's so fucking wrong. It's not even funny.
How is it wrong?
Nuclear.
It's the nucleus of an atom.
Yeah, well, so now it's
nuclear. So it's a nuclear bomb. There is no such thing as a nucleus, and therefore no such thing as a nuclear bomb.
It's like America and America.
No, this motherfucker.
First off, America is
Do you
accepted.
Say axe? I'm going to ax you a question?
I know people that do.
I know. I'm just saying it's not correct.
Well, that was the end of my. That was the end of what I thought
shit
was
on your story.
This week. That was it.
I'm sorry. I just shit on your story.
Yeah, you can go fuck yourself.
Okay, I am a grammar Nazi. Yeah. PA, what happened this week? Anything good? Anything bad?
Bad? No. Good. Oh, well, had a birthday.
I know. He made it another year.
I'm old as fuck now.
No. You're still, you still got lead in your pencil. That's all we care about.
I do have lead in my pencil.
That's right.
That's good. That's
so right. It's poisoning you?
Killing me slowly, yes, from lack of use.
That's marriage.
Yeah, that is marriage.
That is marriage. Marriage is killing you slowly.
You got to get that lead out.
Marriage is like heavy metal poisoning. It just kills you slowly and insidiously.
No,
I always say that my dad said that marriage is an institution, right? And my mom used to say that marriage takes commitment. And so I discovered that when you get married, you're committed to an institution.
That does make complete sense, 100%.
And it all became clear. All right, so we also have a new sponsor, Actual Tour. So I got to do my little commercial.
I did. I heard about that last night.
Yeah. Did you guys check that out?
Wait, yeah. But what are... Hey,
but wait.
Wait.
Why?
But what are we talking on?
We're talking on microphones. Supply oh yeah, we talk who? About Cat
oh.
Audio. At
oh
the end.
Fucking yeah! Well, but you know what we're doing in the front now. Thank you, Cat Audio. Yeah,
our actual sponsor, Actual Tour. It's actualtour.com. It's their offices right now in Reno and in Austin. For those of you people who want to move there or living there, you want to check it out. But if you're also looking for, they're going to open up. This thing's going to go blow up wide. It's going to come to LA. It's going to come to New York. This guy does walkthroughs, tours of your home online for you. He comes and produces the whole thing. So instead of having, you know, six or eight people go to an open house on a Saturday and only see the house that's for sale that day, he can produce an open house and host it online and have 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 people view your
home.
Yeah,
I checked it out, and it was actually pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Not only that, I don't know about you, but when you sell your house, I hate having a million friggin'
people come
through
your house? Through
your house at once. It's like... So having one dude come through and just do it once and be like, all
right,
cool.
And you're like, oh, we're going to have an open house. I got to find something to do for 12
fucking
hours.
Yeah.
So let me tell you, if you're selling your house, actualtour.com. If you're buying a house, actualtour.com. If you're thinking about a business investment, actualtour.com. They are a good sponsor of the show. Thank you to the host and owner of Actual Tour, Scott Curtis, of Actual Tour Reno and Actual Tour Austin.
Why take a virtual tour
when you can take an
actual
tour? That's right. Hey. Trademark right there. Trademark, you owe me. If you guys use that in an ad, you owe me, by the way, Actual Tour.
A case of 805 would be great.
For you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So Cartman wants a case of 805. That's all. All I need is a case of 805 and this chair. Okay. All I need is a case
of 805, this chair, and some Doritos.
Okay. All I need.
Hey, those nacho cheese Doritos are no joke, bro. Those shits are good.
Wait, do you guys like the Doritos tacos?
Dude.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Is that good?
Yeah. Yes.
Like, I've had one. Yeah. I was just meh.
Like, if you could buy Dorito shell tacos somewhere, just the shell?
No, you can.
Yeah.
Where?
No, Ralph's.
Any grocery store. Oh,
like, in the hard shell taco?
The hard shell taco. You have to make the taco yourself. But
you missed the memo.
That's the point. Yeah. I make better tacos.
Well, I don't make hard shell tacos. I make street tacos, like the soft, the tiny, you know, silver dollar pancake.
Yeah, but imagine if it was in a fucking Dorito.
Yeah, I'm good. I don't know. I don't like ground beef tacos.
I'm not a big one on the Cool Ranch Doritos.
No,
I love
it.
No, not on the taco.
Not on the taco.
Oh, no, not on the taco. But just in general, like a Cool Ranch Dorito is a good thing.
No, I don't know.
Wait, have you had
my boxer loves them.
The one in the purple bag? The spicy, sweet and spicy chili ones?
Yes.
That shit tastes like Chinese food. That shit tastes like, it's like Panda Express chips. You're like, oh my God, I'm fucking so fat right now. So good. All right. So,
oh, Jose, you make it so good like a mama used to make.
Dude, my first time at a hibachi like Benihana, we had our authentic Japanese chef, Jose.
That's right, dude. I went to one in Jamaica when I was there for my honeymoon. And it was
you went to a Benihana in Jamaica?
No. They had one on the resort. It was we stayed at a Sandals, and the guy that was our chef was a giant black Jamaican dude. It was the funniest thing. Was
well,
was
if
to
you're
speak.
In Jamaica, I would assume that you would
a giant. Imagine a giant, like a 6'5" Jamaican dude trying to speak with. What are you looking at?
I need more alcohol.
Well, fucking get up. You're a grown-ass man. Go get yourself.
But that's why we
Cartman's
have our friend
looking,
here.
Cartman's straight looking
oh
around
my God.
Like he's trying to
what a bitch.
Catch my booze.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I'm out.
Train your fucking dog to go get you a beer. For the record, Cartman has his roommate and one of his friends here observing, hanging out, just chilling. And he's looking at them with, like, tears in his eyes, just pleading.
Please,
please. Can you bring he's like fucking Oliver. Oliver. Like,
please, sir, may I have some more?
Can I have some beer? Hello? Just go get it. Right.
Oh, my God.
We're gonna, PA's going to keep telling this story. And
man, I forgot where the hell I was. Thanks for that.
All right, well, then we're going to tune in my grandpa, and we'll do words from grandpa.
Oh, I love grandpa.
Yes. Are you here? Are you here, grandfather?
I'm here, grandson.
All right, perfect. He's here. All right. My grandpa, and this is a little bit of a, like, you know, it was always usually like words of wisdom and stuff like that. I went a little like lowbrow because I knew I'd be with you.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, absolutely.
My grandpa used to say, I wouldn't kick her out of the bed for eating crackers.
Okay. Yeah. No, I've heard that one before. I
and
have. Absolutely.
Yeah. So you guys have both heard it.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So
for sure.
To you, what does it mean?
Wouldn't kick her out of the bed for eating crackers.
Yeah, yeah.
It means the bitch ain't perfect, but she's still putting out.
Yeah, pretty
yeah,
much.
Right along that, yeah.
Because I'll tell you what, I'm as a married man, if anybody gets in my bed and eats crackers, I'm going to lose my fucking shit. I have a daughter. She's almost 17. And she'll, you know, they'll have, my wife and my daughter will have.
Should I tell you what I was doing?
Movie, rainy movie day. And they'll sit in my bed and have snacks. And I swear to fucking Christ. If I get in the bed and there's a single crumb, it's like laying down on sandpaper.
Right, you find it.
Right,
it could, you have the. I have a California king bed with my wife.
Right,
my daughter climbs into bed and she's eating some cookie shit, and all of a sudden, like, it's on me. I don't know. She's on the
is
other
that
side
why
of the
you're
bed.
Wondering if the bed's all wet. So is that what you're trying to figure out?
No, I know why the bed's all wet.
oh God, was it you or her?
Oh no, definitely, definitely me.
Oh, that's good times.
It is absolutely good times. No, but you always find that you could be one frickin' crumb, like one, like
oh,
a
no,
corner
I'll
of a chip
it.
Or something. And you the second you laid it, like, what the
do
fuck
you remember
is in
that?
My back?
Do you remember that Princess and the Pea?
Yeah.
That's me with crumbs. Right. If there is a crumb in the bed, I'll fucking lay on it, and it'll drive me bananas.
You know what really sucks? So no. So when I moved back out to California from Colorado,
okay.
I was living with PA for a little while. And PA got fucking nasty sick. Like, he was... How long were you out, dude? Like, 2 weeks? 3 weeks?
Yeah, something
like that. He was fucking dying, bro.
Okay.
So, I went through and I was, like, cleaning the house to try and
Oh, yes.
I'm telling that story.
Okay, hold on.
Shut the fuck up. Let me finish.
Wait. It wasn't me that was sick.
No. You were sick.
I got a cold, but my wife was sick. I wasn't allowed in the hospital because I had a cold.
Oh, yes.
It was upper respiratory.
Okay, so you had a bad cold that turned into an upper respiratory infection.
Right. My wife
weren't allowed in the hospital.
To see my wife.
Because
she had female issues. My wife's got a...
she was in the hospital.
Yeah, she's in the hospital.
All right, fine. Great.
But she's okay. So, prefacing that.
She's good looking. She's
great.
Cool people.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah,
you lucked out.
So, I have no idea.
You were fighting outside your weight class.
Oh, yeah. Something you and I have in common.
Yes, we do.
So, anyways, so I'm cleaning the house and... I'm going through, and I finally get upstairs, and I go into his bedroom, and it looks like a fucking bomb went off. And
for a change of pace.
Right. So I get over to the bedstand where Pete sleeps, and I see a whole bunch of trash, and I just reach down and pick it up, and that was the moment that I realized I fucked up. What did that trash happen to be?
A dildo.
Honestly, I would have been cool with that. If it was a dildo, I'd have been like, okay.
You would have been okay with that.
Yeah. No. It was a massive... pile of Kleenex. Now keep in mind, his wife has been in the hospital now for about 3 weeks. So I pick it up, it's in my hand, and I start freaking the fuck out. I'm
well,
like,
because there's no way to tell if it's
happy,
not,
yeah, the happy
or
tissues?
If it's not.
So I'm freaking the fuck
happy
out. I'm like,
are sad
I'm like, oh my god, oh
at
shit.
At least it wasn't a sock.
And then I'm like, well, what do I do? I'm cleaning. I'm trying to be nice. It's on my hand. Do I drop it? But then I'm gonna have to touch it again. Where's the nearest trash can? So I'm freaking the fuck out, right? So I throw the shit away because, you know, you manned up, and I scrub my hand with fire. So then he comes home, and I'm just like, I'm very quiet. And
that is not normal for him, no.
Right? It's like, so no, I had no idea.
No clue. So I'm really not okay with this. The next day we go to the gym, and we're heading over there, and Pete, like, puts on our song, and we're getting all pumped up. And
Wait, hold on. Time out. You're complaining about having his possible semen in your hand, but you have a song, a gym song together.
What's the problem?
I'm just saying there's a little bit of a disconnect.
It's Monster by Skillet. It's a good fucking song.
Okay. All right. Whatever.
Yeah.
I've never had a gym song with a buddy. I'm just saying.
Well, you also don't ever work out.
That's true.
All right. So, anyways. So, we're driving over there, and he turns it up, and I just fucking turn it down. And he's like, dude, what's wrong?
You were like violated.
I was fucking pissed.
You were like in the shower. You were crying game in the shower, scrubbing yourself.
I scrubbed every follicle.
Your gun's digging into my hip.
So he's like, dude, what's wrong? And I'm like, bro, we need to talk. And he's like, okay. And I'm like, what the fuck was on your nightstand next to your bed? And he's like, wait, the click. And he just starts laughing. So he laughs the entire way to the gym, which took 8 minutes to get there?
Which I still did not tell him.
No, this motherfucker
I'm gonna let that ride for a minute.
For a week.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to let that one ride.
No, pig that fast, you don't eat them all at once. Hell no.
So he lets us ride for a week that I think I have his fucking cum rags in my hand, right? And then one day he finally looked at me and he's like, hey, bro. It was all snot, and I looked at him. I'm like, no, it wasn't you, motherfucker. You're just trying to make me feel better.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
See, this is friendship.
Right.
That's friendship.
That's so fucked up.
Because
apparently you need alcohol too, bitch.
I did. I did. But unlike you, I'm willing to get my fat ass up and go grab some.
Well, I told homie when he came over, I was like, hey, dude, like we're going to be doing the podcast. He's like, oh, when you guys need a drink, I'll refill it.
Yeah. Wait, hold on.
I think I have
it. PA's in the kitchen. Get on his mic and tell me if that's true or not. Ladies and gentlemen, this is massive attack.
Yeah.
I'm just going, giving you a nickname based on your shirt. Is that true?
Absolutely not.
Bullshit. Hang on. Did we text it or are we talk? I think, hang on. I think it's a text message. Yeah,
wait,
you might be fucked by the written
word.
If
this is a text, you are straight up screen capping it and we're posting it as proof. And if not, you're a fucking asshole.
I'm a fucking asshole.
He's an asshole regardless.
Yeah, well, that's true too. So you're not consistently his lager lugger.
Oh, definitely not.
Okay.
I mean, occasionally you have to.
His
do
beer
it
bitch. His
yeah,
lager
yeah,
lugger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah. If you're up, you know, you're a homie. You're like, eh, I'm almost up. Oh, it's fine. Whatever. And welcome back, PA.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here, useless ass fucking witness.
All right, so we're going to go to our Facebook page.
Can't prove it.
Did you guys?
Fucking interns.
Never buy anything. Did you guys watch the trailer I posted?
Oh, my God, Commando Ninja?
Commando
Holy
Ninja.
Holy crap. We
have to
watch
this. Actually I actually did not.
Oh,
so we're going to have
okay,
to
time out.
To
God
cut.
Damn it.
Play the music.
All right. So that was
Commando Ninja.
Yeah, that's pretty stupid.
Dude, it's
oh no, dude,
oh,
it's
so
it
cheesy.
Epic.
Dude,
so
of course
cheesy.
It's
no.
Oh, I forgot. He's a fucking millennial. He doesn't get it.
I eat avocado and ass, not Tide Pods. Go fuck yourself.
Okay, we get it. You have a meme.
That's officially his catchphrase. I eat ass.
The man. Okay, that's it. Every time you're on the show, it's. Ladies and gentlemen, we're welcoming Cartman, the man who eats avocado and ass.
That's pretty much it. Yeah, that's it.
Mugshot eases it in like a gentleman. Yeah. Fuzzy says mira mira, and you eat avocado and ass. That's pretty much I mean, I know you're proud of it, so it's not a problem.
Not a problem.
I think Commando Ninja is fantastic, and I would encourage all of our listeners, all of our followers, fund this Kickstarter campaign because I want to see this movie.
I would love to see it.
Absolutely.
Like, I would go to the premiere. I'd walk the red carpet.
Oh, hell yeah.
I will cosplay Commando Ninja.
Drunk off
my
ass.
Oh,
my
God. It would be fucking fantastic. Be great. Did you guys see the new the article about the new Bronco?
Yes. No, I've been looking at that thing for a while.
I know. But they've confirmed.
They're putting it in production.
Didn't they give one to OJ?
Jesus. I think that's
they're
the
like,
last
hey,
thing.
You made our brand famous. So
in fact, there's
Bronco.
An asterisk at the bottom of the article, not available in white. that is the new Bronco policy. It comes in every single color but white.
Yeah.
No.
like Cartman, okay. But white.
But white. So it's coming out. The Ford Ranger and the Ford Bronco are coming back in 2020. They're both going to be made in Michigan. You can't get much other details. Like, there's been rumors that the Bronco is going to be on the Ranger chassis and it's going to have a V6. And I'm like, Dude, if they do that, they have fucked themselves.
Oh, yeah.
That Bronco needs to be, you know, chassis on frame, has to be customizable like a Jeep, has to come in a V8. There's some things you just have to do for it.
Yeah, you can't, yeah. You can't.
And if you don't do it, you don't understand your market. However, the picture of
the
Bronco.
It looks badass.
That shit looks so.
It looks
and
clean.
I don't like Fords.
It looks clean.
I do not like Fords.
Oh, I love them.
That's fine.
No, I love them because you rarely see them on the road, so they're on the way.
Wait, growing up, what did Ford stand for to you?
Found on road dead.
It was fucked on race day for me.
Mine was backwards. It was driver returns on foot.
Oh, fix or repair daily.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah, Ford's a shit. Yeah.
I think the new Bronco's going to be bitching. Ford, don't fuck it up. Make it look like it looks on the internet and give it a V8. That's all we're saying. Because if you get fucked up by Jeep.
Yeah, no.
God damn.
Yeah.
See, Jeep fucked
They're
going to
fuck it up.
Jeep did.
Up.
Did you see the 75th anniversary Jeep they did?
I liked it.
They only made one of them. Do you know the one I'm talking about?
It was literally
a brand new version of the old World War One or World War Two Army Jeep.
Oh, yes. I did see that.
They made one.
And that's it.
Oh, God. I'm going to show you a picture right now.
Oh, it was fucking
they made
fantastic.
It was a one-off that they did just for the 75th anniversary, and the things like in the Jeep Museum. Seriously, if they had made this as a production model, I would have bought one, and I'm not a Jeep guy.
I don't know. I looked at the Grand Cherokee. I looked at that. It's basically a Durango. It's literally the same.
It pretty much is, yeah.
Similarly, it's the exact same fucking. The only difference is that Durango actually has a better electrical wiring than the Jeep does.
All right, so here you go.
Jeep's
going to
have
this
a lot
is
of
what they
issues.
Literally rolled off the assembly line. Only one of.
That, all right, what the fuck?
Dude.
Why would you not make that into production?
I'll post a picture of it, but
that's really fucking cool. Really cool.
Dude, I would have bought one.
Oh, absolutely.
I absolutely would have bought one.
No, instead, what is the one that what's her name bought at the gym, the coach?
She bought a Jeep.
I know, but what's it called? I forget what it is. It's a four banger. It's like a four.
That's badass.
Yeah, no, it is badass.
I mean, she looks good driving it, but that's only because she's hot.
Well, then she'd look good driving a Pinto.
Right.
Pretty much.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So we posted a video from dad.com or something, whatever. And I posted it because I thought the video was cool. And then after I posted it, I was like, wait, why the fuck do we need that video?
Yeah,
it was a video promoting and reminding
dads to play with their kids.
Play with their kids. What the actual fuck?
All right, hold on. Now understand. Remember, millennials.
Well, don't you have kids, motherfucker?
These are the same people that have to have warning labels on fucking curling irons that state "Do not insert into any orifice."
I'm sorry. You motherfuckers needed lids that say "caution, this is hot."
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't.
Yeah.
No, some old lady needed.
Yeah,
that
was that was one.
I was like, "Oh, that shit is coffee. That is hot." Yeah, I'm good. I didn't assume
okay,
McDonald's.
Well, speaking of another video with
no, wait.
Like how he jumped that?
Don't be jumping the shark. I know you play with your kids, in the good way, right?
Yeah.
You wrestle with them. Right?
Of course.
Play tag with them?
Of course.
Play football with them?
Play tag really hard.
Right.
Fall down, get up, be right. Man. Yeah.
There's a video. It's a video I'll show to you. It's like the first 10 seconds of wrestling with your kids, and it's, you know, a guy tickling, and then it's all the next 2 minutes, and it's fucking sword fighting shit.
Yep. Sounds about right.
But that's, who doesn't, and I thought about this for a second. I'm like, who doesn't understand that as a dad, you need to play with your kids? And then I went another step further and I thought, who doesn't want to play with their kids?
Yeah.
And then I realized, and it comes to it, it brings us to another video that I posted, which is there are so many kids out there nowadays that don't even have a dad.
Yep. I was one of
who
them.
Gives a shit. Well, yeah. And
I grew up.
So you know the importance.
Absolutely. I was raised by a single mom. I got two brothers, and we grew up, and it was we played. I mean, if we were going to play, we played with each other. There was no dad to teach us how to throw a football or anything like that. So it's like, so now I've got daughters. So fuck my life. I'm drowning in the estrogen ocean. My wife's ready to push out another kid, and I'm praying to the testosterone gods.
Right.
And,
well, just remember, when you have girls, the difference between having a girl and having a boy, with a boy, you have to worry about one penis. With a girl, you have to worry about every single other penis.
Yeah, no, I know. That's why I have. That's why I have a lot of guns. And
you have nothing but boys, right, Cartman?
I only make a Y chromosome.
You might have two Y chromosomes, which would explain.
I don't give a shit.
Which would explain your Down syndrome.
Oh, that's funny. Hey, but for real, if I had a kid with Down syndrome, I would.
You still play with him?
First off, yeah. But I would play with other people too. I'd put like fucking flavor shit on the windows, so when we're driving down, they're fucking licking them.
I know. I'd teach that kid to play football, dude. Oh, with that retard strength, holy shit!
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Wow. So, wow. We went off the rails.
It'd be the water boy for real.
You gotta play. Ladies and gentlemen, the veterans episodes. So. That was what shocked me, is that, okay, if you have a dad that does stick around, you have to actually tell this guy or teach this guy that you should play with your kids. I'm like, dude, I couldn't wait to play with my kids. When they're babies, they're boring as fuck. But
dude, my kid and
which one?
All right, so I got two kids, and this is, I got kind of a interesting scenario. I'm one of those dads that actually wants to be around. I want to be involved in my kids' lives. I love my daughters. However, I'm also a veteran, which means that the military issued me a divorce. I have an ex-wife and I have a daughter with her, and she's 15, and
fucking mad at her.
Wants nothing to do with me.
Well, it's because she's been poisoned.
Well, here's the thing. So she's got two houses. She's got one house where...
The kid?
Yeah, well, I mean, she's...
My house and her mom's house. I'm like, what?
And it's like, in my house, there's rules, right? You know, you got to do your homework, don't lie, curfew, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. There's parenting occurring.
Right. At the other house, there's no parent until 7:30 at night when, you know, during the week. So she basically has to run out of the house to herself until her mom gets home.
Right.
So she decided she wanted to be over there. So court things, blah, blah. My other daughter, she wants. I am the world to her. So we run around. I'm now understand the, again, veterans episode. So Cartman and I are both prior Marines. I'm two combat tour veteran, and I literally will sit down with my daughter and play fucking tea party and put on a tiara, and I have no problems doing this.
Of course.
And if any of my friends come over and my daughter wants to play fucking tea party,
you better fucking tea party.
You better fucking sit down. It's like,
but you know what's
the
funny?
Only difference is I put whiskey in the actual cup.
That's but you know what's interesting is you maintain friendships with people that would have zero compunctions about sitting down and having tea party, because that's who we are.
That's who we are.
That's who we are as people.
Yeah.
So that's where I don't understand the need for this video, and it saddens me to some extent where you got to tell people how important it is to play with your kids. I hate that I'm a little teapot goddamn service announcement. It's like Jason Momoa from Game of Thrones playing I'm a little teapot with this little girl, and the male lady's looking at him and shit.
Yeah, no, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be needed, but then I'm like, how sad is it that it is needed? And then I honestly, I don't want to get into the whole debate, but then I flip to the whole idea of this gun debate that we're getting into nationally. And I'm like, it's clearly not, you guys are clearly missing the point. It is not, the guns have been around in our homes since 1776 and before.
Yeah.
And a lot of these weapons that you guys want to ban have been around for 50, 60, 70 years.
And these, they have no idea what they want to ban.
But these shootings have only happened in the last 20, 25 years. Well, guess what? The fatherless rate, the single motherhood rate, all these other things have been on the rise for the last 20, 25 years. It's a heart problem.
Hey, when did it become illegal to spank your kids?
It didn't.
When did it become illegal? Well, all right. So the whole child abuse thing that came around a while back, where children can actually go and say they beat me, blah, blah, blah.
You got to remember that.
Hold on. You're sitting with an actual police officer who had actual dealings with actual child abuse. So I can tell you.
Actual police officer. What is the actual law?
100% legal to hit your kids.
All right.
In California. I can only speak to the California law because I was a police officer in the state of California. It is 100% legal to use corporal punishment, which is physical punishment against your children. It is not legal to inflict injury upon them. So if you split their lip, cause them to bleed, give them a black eye, break their bones, you're abusing your child. You spank them, you slap them across the face and give them a red mark they won't forget for the next half hour.
You give them a lot of lactic acid buildup. That's where I'm at, baby.
It's perfectly fine. The problem is that it's not that it's legal or illegal. You have so many people that don't believe in it, and they don't believe it's effective. And yet, somehow, several thousand years ago, a bunch of human beings that weren't stupid wrote a book, and in the book, they put the words, spare the rod, and spoil the child. And somehow we've come to a point where we're like, no. We're much smarter than they are.
Did you see that
and
video?
We can
that
speak to our children as if they're adults.
Did you see that video got posted? This kid got kicked off the bus from
school. And the dad's driving behind him in the rain?
The dad's driving behind him in the rain, right? Because why?
Fuck that kid. He was being a dick.
He wants to make sure his son gets to school, so he is parenting. And he said that they lived a mile from school. Mm-hmm. So what did that kid do?
Ran a mile in the rain to school.
Why was he not able to take the bus?
Because he was being disrespectful and got kicked off the bus.
He was bullying on the bus.
He was bullying.
Well, fuck that word.
And being disrespectful. They call everything bullying now.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I read bullying on the bus.
I read bullying on the bus. A kid.
But here's the thing. To me, bullying is
kids being kids.
Okay. So when you're a kid, extortion is called bullying. In other words, as an adult, you threaten somebody for money. You say, I'm going to kick the shit out of you.
Yes, that's extortion.
Unless you give me money. That's extortion.
Right.
When you're a kid, you say, I'm going to punch you in the eye if you don't give me your milk money. It's bullying, right?
Yeah.
So bullying is a word for physically violent criminal behavior that is not criminal as a child, but as an adult would otherwise be criminal, in my opinion.
Yeah, and now anytime you do anything, it's like, he was mean to me, that's bullying. No, right. That's kids being kids. That's just how it is. That's just how it is.
Which, again, that brings you back to the video, which is, it's sad that you have to make a video explaining to play with your kids, but yet there's a video I posted of a little child on, it was one of those Maury Povich, Ricky Lake, Jerry Springer.
Oh, with the drill sergeant.
And it was heartbreaking because there's this, he couldn't have been more than six, maybe five.
Yeah, but he's
five or six. Yeah. He's a holy terror at home, right? His mom brings him on the show. And the show, and this is a 10, 15-year-old clip. This is a long time.
Oh, it's a long time.
A long time ago. Right?
That shit would not fly nowadays.
This kid's probably legal drinking age now. They get him on the stage. They bring out a drill sergeant who is, you know, in one of those youth boot camps or whatever. And the guy gets out there, and I'll back up and do my best. You little man, you want me to be your daddy the rest of your life? And he says that to the kid, and the kid goes, yes, sir. And he goes, you do? The kid goes, yes, sir. And he goes, why do you want me to do that? And the kid goes, because I don't have a daddy. And then, like, the drill instructor was ready to just, and he's like, come here, and he just pulled him off. I think the drill instructor was like, I don't want to cry on camera, but that little boy hit the nail on the head, which is, I don't have a daddy.
Which is the problem now, is we have so many homes where there is no father figure whatsoever.
Well,
no,
and also in the state of California, fathers have no rights.
Well, that's a whole
that's
other
true. I had to deal with that.
Here's the thing: fathers in the home have rights. The problem is that once you split the sheets, the rights completely tilt.
Oh, yeah.
Which is one of the things we talked about on our previous podcast, which is Omri King talked about that girl who was a true feminist who was like, oh, we want to talk about rights. Let's talk about how women can get abortions without the man's consent, and that's half his kid. Let's talk about how women are favored in custody battles, all that shit. So I'm talking to my guys out there. Listen, guys. If you don't want to have a kid with that woman, fine. Don't fuck her. Period. End of story.
Wait.
I understand that you're going to get all shitty with me because you're all about fucking whatever you can. And that's fine. But I'm telling every time you stick your dick in a woman, you run the risk. Unless she has no ovaries or you have no testicles or a combination of the two, you run the risk of impregnating her. And if that woman is a psychotic bitch, or something other than that that's closely resembles a psychotic bitch, and you're willing to make the pink thing go squishy squishy, you're risking having a kid with that person.
All I'm saying, okay, while I agree with you, because I do not believe in abortion except for a couple cases,
Your cases, right?
No. Rape, incest, if the mom or baby's going to die during birth.
I'm pretty much in the if the mom is going to die category. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, because otherwise you can, it's.
Rape and incest? No, I'm not.
I'm not with it.
That's a touchy, we won't even get into it, but that, to me, that's the sticky area.
For me, it's like, hey, look, if they want to do it on their end, okay, cool. But I'm okay with those scenarios. Other than that, if you're using it as a form of birth control, sorry, you fucked up already.
No, it should not be a form of birth control. And that's why people don't take fatherhood seriously. That's why people don't take children seriously, is because.
So this is the public service announcement. Pull out and have them swallow. Also, make sure they're on birth control.
How did you turn it into that? I don't know, but he did, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to.
If you use a condom, make sure you put hot sauce in it when you're done.
Oh, there's that.
Yeah.
That's a Tom Likas trick from back in
the day. Hell yeah, dude.
Hey, you know what? It works, too.
Tom the Man Likas.
It works.
All right,
it
works. The last thing on our Facebook page as we go on to a more fun topic. Did you guys see that canine takedown from Orange County?
Hell yeah, dude. That fur missile was launched quick.
That show is fucking fantastic.
Landshark.
Did you see the fucking shotgun takedown?
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
To the
That
dome.
Guy, like, I know very few police tactical training schools that teach headshots with the shotgun as a and I mean I've learned that.
I just want to know how far left he was aiming from the hostage.
Well, okay. So I'm gonna tell you right now, there's no our shotguns, we carried one round less than we were supposed to. So we had a 6-round tube, we carried 5 rounds. So we carried 5 double odd buck in the tube, and then we carried double odd buck on the side saddle and slug on the buttstock. And the whole idea was, in a pinch, you had extra rounds of double odd buck, but you didn't load that final round because if you needed your first round to be a slug, you could always pull a slug off the buttstock and slide it in your first round. And I'm going to tell you right now, rifled sights on a Remington 870 with a rifled deer slug.
Might as well be a rifle.
That goddamn thing is a sniper rifle.
It might as well be a freaking rifle.
Out to 60, 70, 80, 100 yards.
Oh, yeah.
I can put a rifled deer slug right between your running lights at almost 100 yards with a shotgun, smoothbore shotgun with rifled sights. And I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know what that guy was packing, but I wouldn't be surprised if he had a slug in there because he knew it was going down and he racked a slug into the tube. And then he thought, I don't have to aim right or I don't have to aim left. I just know that I'm 6 feet away, and if I put it right over his eye, he's done.
It was great watching that.
It was
that
fantastic.
Body drop.
Oh, but you're right. Even if he had double odd buck, he was only 6 feet away, 7 feet away, 8 feet away. The spread pattern is less than 8 inches.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that dude was fucked. And maybe. The hostage took a pellet. But you know what?
I mean, I just said, I'd shoot a
Keanu
hostage.
Reeves.
Fuck it.
Shoot the hostage. And the canine takedown was fantastic. So yes. Kudos. And I actually worked with a canine officer who knows the canine officer in Orange County that did the takedown. And it was fucking fantastic. The only postscript to that is that dog fucked up its teeth.
So he needs a home.
Well, no, so they were worried that they were going to have to put the dog down, and they gave the dog titanium teeth.
Yes!
That's fucking awesome.
Yes!
I don't want to get bit by that dog.
No.
No.
No. No. I don't want to get bit by a dog, let alone that dog. So, we're going to move
really
on.
Really quick, before we move on, for those people out there, just remember that there are warriors out there, the four-legged variety, that do need homes after they finish their tour and service. So... go ahead and adopt, get in that program.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. There are foundations that you can, I don't know the name off the top of my head, do you?
No.
Maybe you can look them up. But
Google it.
Yes, hit the Google search. But military service dogs, they oftentimes will be put out to pasture for lack of a better word, because they don't have a home to go to when they get home from service.
U.S. war dogs.
U.S. war dogs. And I personally would 100% do this after I have a German Shepherd, and he's 95 pounds of twisted steel and sex appeal. And he's seven. He's probably got a year, year and a half left, maybe, if he lives his normal German Shepherd lifespan. And after he's gone, my wife wants to get another German Shepherd, and I would 100% adopt a war dog, because these are veterans that have served their country and don't have a family to come home to.
Yep.
So uswardogs.com, go visit. If you're interested in getting a dog, especially German Shepherd, Belgian, Malinois, any of those breeds, those dogs have served their country and they need a safe place to come home to.
And they're really well trained.
Also keep in mind that they are dogs that have seen stuff. If you have zero dog handling experience, go get some before you adopt one of them.
Well, or get some help.
That too, yeah.
Go rent the movie Max, at least. Which, goddammit, I love that. That movie makes me cry, dude. Yeah. I'm going to tell you straight up. That's like the modern old Yeller.
Yep, really is.
Because, guys,
I haven't seen it because I heard they're chopping onions the entire time.
Oh,
in the movie.
Dude,
yeah.
They chop. Yeah, yeah. Like, seriously, the movie smells like onions.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Yeah. Like, I can't watch it, and then it just, like, my face leaks. I don't know what's up. Okay, celebrity deaths. We always try and cover the deaths of men and one woman, actually, in the history of the podcast, one woman so far. But men who have made an impact on the male culture one way or another. And so this week, not a lot of famous people. The first one's the most famous, David Ogden Stiers. You guys know who he is?
MASH.
MASH.
Yeah, and Beauty and the Beast.
And Beauty and the Beast. He's Major Charles
Winchester III.
And I loved MASH growing up.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Because, let's face it.
She was hot.
Growing up, we had 2, 4, 5, 7, 9,
11, and 13.
13.
And
that
then
was it.
13 was the best because they had
and 20 at 10.
28
for 28.
28 for KZT. Public access, yeah, KZT. Public.
And then every once in a while you get that one where it was online. That was a nipple.
That was for those of you that had cable. But
MASH
was one of those shows that it was always on.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember.
MASH, I Love Lucy, Gilligan's Island.
Exactly. So. I realize our kids are never going to understand reruns. Like,
my daughter and I watch I Love Lucy on the reg. Dude.
Right.
She's got to know her Cuban heritage.
Oh, dude, for real.
Lucy, I'm home.
So, David Ogden Stiers, 75 years old, died of bladder cancer.
That's sad.
Poor bastard.
Yeah.
So,
should have peed.
Should have peed more. Yeah. Now, the next one
they didn't have piss tubes back then.
If Jay-Z was here, or maybe Cartman knows who this is, Billy Harrington, he's a gay porn actor.
Oh, that's definitely Jay-Z's field.
Okay. Jay-Z, yeah. He was 40.
That's the WeHo for sure.
45 years old, gay porn actor, died in a car accident. I'm assuming.
Wait a minute. Didn't
you fucking
hang on.
Dink?
Hang on. Didn't Jay-Z respond to that call in West Hollywood?
Wait, what? Did he really?
Oh, for sure.
Wait.
No,
he's fucking with you.
He's fucking with you.
Stupid shit. So thanks, PA, for jumping to that. Yes. So we can assume that Billy Harrington was rear-ended in a car accident, and that's how he died.
So funny enough, one of my buddies, he's actually one of my old partners. He his dad used to fly helicopters and do traffic. Reports back in like the early 80s.
Sunny with a bit of stacked up on the 405.
Yeah. So, and then he's like, flying over West Hollywood, we got a. We got a three car pilot.
Hey, we got a three car pilot jacked up.
Surprisingly, no rear endings.
And then Russell Solomon. I always try and look up because I want men who made an impact. They don't have to be super famous. You don't have to know who they are. So I'm gonna let our listeners know who Russell Solomon is. Russell Solomon died at 92, and he was the founder of Tower Records.
Guaranteed, 90% of the kids out there have no idea what a freaking record is, right?
No. The millennials at least, like, their parents took them into a Tower Records when they were like, you know, 8. But,
well, Carmen, you ever been into a Tower Records?
You ever been into Tower Records? Do you know what Tower Records is?
I have.
Okay.
And the first time I remember going in there,
you were
8.
Yes. Yes. Fucking nailed it.
It's a freaking gift, bro.
But
it's a gift.
It is a gift. Tower Records was the place to go. Remember the listening stations? Like before
you could listen.
There was
to
no
the
fucking YouTube. No. You could go to Tower Records. It was a record store, ladies and gentlemen.
No, it was cool because you could listen to it.
Gigantic
and you'd be like,
place.
I do want this.
Exactly.
It was fucking awesome.
You go and you get a little preview. You know, nowadays you go on YouTube, you right click URL, then go to YouTube MT3 downloader and you steal the music.
Or for those iOS users, you go on to iTunes and you click the play button and it gives you that 30-second playlist. It's kind of like that, but the analog version.
Right, exactly. So Russell Solomon, I was sad when all the Tower Records closed, but everything moves on. It's all digital. iTunes.
We used to spend our afternoons after school.
You also got to remember that everything went digital.
Yes. Oh, no. Everything went digital.
Thank you, Pornhub.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, you don't have to go into a porn shop anymore. Between Amazon and Pornhub, you don't have to go anywhere.
There's no reason to leave.
Anybody else still surprised that with internet ordering and all the internet porn sites that there are actually still walk-in porn shops?
There's internet porn sites?
just name drop one. Pornhub. Hey, Pornhub, if you guys want to sponsor us, we are completely in.
No,
way.
We will not be sponsored by Pornhub.
No, I
guarantee you we will not be sponsored by Pornhub.
You don't know that. Pornhub, we just dropped you like seven times. We need to be sponsored here.
When you have Reddit gone wild, you're not going to get a Pornhub. They don't need sponsor. They don't need to sponsor anybody. People just naturally fall onto Pornhub. I mean, they don't.
Was that a pun intended?
No, but hey, good idea.
That works, yeah.
I'll take it. I'm sorry. Yes, I meant that. All right, so we're going to have a new segment because when you get a bunch of sheepdogs in the same room, you get war stories. And quite often these stories we have told before we turn on the mics. And one of the reasons I decided that we're going to include it as a new segment is because I think these stories are important. And I think that the listening audience, when they understand what firefighters or police officers or paramedics or Marines or soldiers or seamen or Airedales in the Air Force, when they decide... Why are you laughing?
Because you said seamen.
Yeah. You didn't say sailor. You said seamen.
Yeah. They're seamen.
That's fantastic.
Coming from a Marine who's the bastard child of a seaman.
Okay, no. We're a department of the Navy.
No.
We just have to be
a
men's
department. Thank you.
Oh, my God. How long did he rehearse that line?
Are you kidding?
Or is that beaten into you at boot camp?
Beaten into us.
Because,
yeah.
I mean, really, there's only four branches of the military.
You're right. Army, Marine
Navy.
Corps, Air Force.
No. Army, Navy,
that's it.
Air Force, Coast Guard.
No, there's really only three. There's the Army, the Marine Corps, and the Air Force.
You guys, I want to tell you that I'm taking my life into my own hands having this discussion with two Marines.
Yeah, and you happen to be in my dwelling right now.
That's true.
We can kick the front door in, right? Somebody put his shoe on?
All right, we're back from a...
You didn't get that?
No, I didn't get that.
Damn it.
We're back from a pee-pee break because Pia had to drop the kids off the pool.
No, we had a straight-up shit break. And this son of a bitch didn't turn the fucking shit fan on.
No, I did. I was with the shit fan.
Wait, that was with the fan?
That was with the fan. No, that was with the fan and the spray. So just be glad.
No.
What you should have done...
He turned everything off and left the door open. We are approximately 7.5 feet from that bathroom.
What you should have done was... You should have had some of that squatty potty awesome freaking spray.
I do want a the poopery.
Poopery.
No.
It's the same thing. Poopery is the same thing as the squatty potty. I actually want a squatty potty. I
know, right?
Yeah. For the record, I need to get one. They're legit. Jay-Z.
I've
tried it.
Poop on my tiptoes, and now I'm like, I don't have to poop on my tiptoes no more.
It is totally
cool. Wait, do you guys... Okay, hold on. I want to back up. After the poo break, we're joined with Massive Attack. So I think we should...
I think we need to adjust this nickname. And we're going to do this now.
Okay.
Because it's fitting. So Massive Attack, quote unquote...
Shortens to Mac.
That's really funny, actually. But no, do you like McDonald's?
Big Macs all day.
You're disgusting. Anyways, moving
what's
on.
What's wrong?
No, no, no. He's got a nickname from the gym, and it's Meow.
Meow? Can't. No, I'm not. I can't call anybody Meow.
I think we're going to stick with Massive Attack.
Anyway, Massive Attack. So Massive Attack is joining us because he's been sitting there very patiently laughing, and really I realize we have another microphone, so we're just giving it to him.
Wait a second. You're a cop, right? Or were a cop?
Yeah.
So since we just went through the Meow thing, you ever play the Meow game?
It fucking smells in here.
In all honesty?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
100%.
All right, because I did an EMS.
But
it was hilarious.
With a 5150.
Oh,
no.
Meow.
I've
That's
done
funny.
It. Mine were always either geriatrics or 5150.
All right. Well, okay. Since we're doing so our next segment this is a perfect way to lead into it. Our next segment is war stories. Whether you're a firefighter, paramedic, cop, soldier, you experience things. You go through things. You see basically human beings on the worst fucking day of their lives. And you're expected to help them put together pieces and help console them and help fix it. You're the last one to arrive and the first one they look to for answers. Those events result in what we call war stories. And a war story is any story you have that involves you having to deal with someone's life turning to shit and looking to you for answers. For example, Cartman just asked me with regards to Super Troopers. No, PA just asked me.
That was me.
That was PA just asked me if we'd ever played the Meow game.
Meow.
From Super Troopers.
Yeah. Meow.
And right,
meow.
I can tell you 100%. So, war story. I'm working graveyard shift, and I had a few years on, and it was raining. And here's the thing about graveyard shift and raining. You know that when it rains, you're going to end up with some interesting calls because people want to get out of the fucking rain.
Yep.
So you're going to get petty crime go up because people want to spend a night in jail. You're going to get all kinds of, like, people that normally hide their crimes. They're like, oh, no, I'm going to do this out in public, and then I'll get busted, and I'll spend, a couple nights in jail. I'll avoid the rain. That kind of shit. So this person.
It really fucking smells in here.
I really wish I had worked in your district because that's not where they want to spend the night in my area. But anyway, continue.
Well, this person didn't want to spend the night in jail. This person wanted to spend the night in the mental health hospital and the mental health ward of the county hospital. So, like any good homeless person would do, or relatively homeless person, they called 911 and said, I'm going to kill myself. Which, to most of you listening,
that's a good
somebody
to
says,
use.
I'm going to kill myself. And you go, oh my God, they're going to kill themselves. You tell a firefighter, a cop, a paramedic, or a soldier, that somebody said they're going to kill themselves, they go, yeah, right.
My old partner and I actually are putting out a book called Suicide, Getting It Right the First Time.
Yeah, right. So, oh, my God. That's another war story that I don't want to tell, but I'll tell it eventually.
Oh, I'm going to tell that story. Trust me.
So he calls, says he's suicidal. Well, we go out. We're like, all right, what's going on? So within the first couple of minutes of talking to this guy, and for those of you who don't know, when you're suicidal, in California at least, The Van Halen knew this. 5150 in California, it says that we're able to detain you for
48 hours.
No,
72 hours.
72 hours against your will for psychological evaluation. And we're able to determine if you're a danger to yourself, danger to others, or gravely disabled. So this guy says that he's suicidal because he wants to spend 3 days in the mental health ward. So I said, are you feeling suicidal, right, Meow? Do you think you're going to kill yourself, right, Meow? Are you a danger, right, Meow? And at that point, my partner started to pick up on it, and we started to...
Meow.
Yeah.
Everything. The sergeant showed up. The sergeant is standing behind the... Did the sergeant say, you guys need to knock that off?
No, he joined in. She started
giggling her ass off.
Was she hot?
It's a... police sergeant. No,
I've,
no.
I've met a couple
no,
that are actually
no,
pretty hot.
No.
Not yeah. sergeants. No.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Raymond. No.
Base coach.
No. Base coach.
Yeah, exactly. So, yes, we did play the Meow game, and ultimately we took him to mental health. We gave him three hots and a cot for 72 hours. But, you know, that's how they play the system for those of you that wonder. So that's my segue, since you guys wanted to talk about the Meow game.
Yeah.
But that's War Stories, is we talk about the fucked up shit that we have to deal with so you don't have to. Which leads me to, apparently...
We're going to get into this, and I'm going to refresh your memory, my friend.
All right.
So, tell me if this is enough. Geriatrics Life Alert.
Oh, God.
Wait, hold on. Massive Attack, say hi.
Hello.
Okay, we just want to make sure you're here. Yeah. Go ahead, PA.
Yeah, you need to quiet down over there. We're trying to have a podcast.
He still has a pulse. All right. So, everybody, we all hate that. A commercial that all senior citizens should have Life Alert.
No senior citizen should have fucking Life Alert.
No, because they end up ordering pizza through it.
No, well, yeah, they always end up. It's always.
Are you playing with yourself under the table, you dink?
I was actually adjusting my balls. Okay. I still haven't showered from the gym.
Ball. That's freaking gross.
My ball.
That's freaking gross.
Wait, what?
Just a singular ball.
Well, yeah, it was the right nut, not the left one.
Wait, so you have both?
Yeah, you want to see them?
No. Right. I'm just saying.
I got a buddy that
but
only has
his
one.
His implication was that you only have one. And my question is, you do have both. However, in this instance, you were only adjusting one.
Yeah, I was only adjusting one. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I actually have a friend that only has one nut.
I hope he has a titanium.
Is his name Lance Armstrong?
No. No. His name is Dan, though. We call him Dan the One Nut Man.
All right. Moving anyway, on to moving Life on. Alert.
All right. So Life Alert.
Fantastic.
All right. So Life Alert. I've run on a million freaking calls where it's the, you know, you get there, you should, it comes out on your MDT, says that it was a Life
MDT
alert.
Is the computer that gives you your calls.
Mobile data terminal in the ambulance, and you can tell that it's a Life Alert, right? It's one of those automated responses. All right, well, this is going to be a cancel. Because it's never really anything. They never use it for anything other than, I just wanted to make sure it worked. And, you know, here we come, freaking lights and siren, freaking hair on fire, and... In LA County.
By the way, the difference between cops and firemen, cops turn their lights and their siren on. They're like, we're in a route to a possible homicide.
And then turn it
shooting
off,
victims, right, stabbing, bodies on the ground. And then the turn fire department is like, Roger, we're turning on lights and siren, responding code 3 to a hangnail in progress.
Absolutely true.
Fucking dicks.
This is and not only that, but they respond freaking everything. So in LA County. Yeah. Los Angeles County, you respond an ambulance, you respond a squad, you respond an engine or a truck.
Engine 51, squad 51.
Yeah. So, and then with that, they have to respond an ambulance because, you know, county can't transport anybody in the back of a pickup truck. Got to go to an ambulance. So anyway, so we respond to probably about 100 of those a year. On this one occasion, we responded, and we show up, we knock on the door, and there's no answer, and we're like, oh, shit. This might actually be legit.
Right. A knock on the door with no answer means there could be a...
Right. So we start, you know, so then, you know...
Dead body.
Right. So the
unresponsive
now,
subject.
So we love breaking into shit. And that's just like our thing. Freaking love breaking into shit.
Yeah.
If you have the opportunity to break, like when you get to break a car window to get a kid out, you're so freaking giddy. You're like, I have to break the car window.
If I could have walked into Cartman's house tonight by kicking the door in without getting shit, I would have.
Right?
I mean,
you might have been met with lethal force because that'd have been like, well,
but
I didn't know.
Hence why I didn't kick the door in.
I mean, try it next time.
But what I'm saying is that if given the opportunity to either A, try the lock, or B, kick the door in, you B, kick the door in.
Actually, from breaching experience, you always try the door handle because it's a little easier.
No, time out. I have made that mistake several times, and it's still more fun to kick the door in.
It is, but it's way more effective to just turn the handle.
I didn't say it was more effective. I said it was more fun. God damn it. I broke the door to an apartment owned by the chief of police because I didn't check the door handle.
I think we also need to get back to that war story.
Yeah. All right.
So anyway, so we're going around and we're trying to figure out, you know, see if we can see anybody inside, right? Unconscious patient on the floor.
You're
something.
Peeping through the windows.
Yeah, peeping. And get around into Snooping one of the rooms. Peeping. Can't see a couple of the rooms, right? But one of the guys says he hears groaning from one of the rooms. And we're like, oh, shit.
Day was fucking.
So you're jumping ahead of me here. So we kick the door in, go inside, and get into the room. And you've all heard that saying, you move like old people fuck.
Slow and sloppy.
So, yes.
Wait, you literally did walk in on
straight
old people fucking?
Two old people just getting busy doing the damn thing. I was like, oh, excuse us. Apparently.
Wait, you actually said something and told them you were there?
Well, we tried, but apparently they took their hearing aids out and left their freaking life alert on. So we come in, we open the door, and there they are in the throes of passion.
Wow. How old?
Dude, probably like 85.
No.
Oh, God. Everything was sagging.
Dude, it was.
Oh, God.
Yeah. His balls were on the bed, and he was on top.
It looked like somebody poured salt on Jabba the Hutt. It was just.
No. So apparently what happened was, because. the only way
you just got that visual.
the only way that I can imagine this have going on. She must have had, because she was wearing her life alert, okay. And the
around
only thing
her
that
neck
I,
or something,
huh?
Like a
yeah,
a okay.
Like a necklace, but it's a long necklace. So the only all thing right. I can imagine is she was on top. And all of a sudden, one of her freaking saggy titties flapped and clicked the button.
This was not exactly what I envisioned when I came up with the segment War Stories, but hey, this is what your public safety personnel, your soldiers, your firefighters, your paramedics, and your cops, this is what we experience for you, the general public, so you don't have to. And let me tell you, those of you listening going, oh, no, I'm fine. I could experience that. No, you can't.
No, you can't. Not until you're there.
My old man, you're a better man than he is, because he when he joined the police department in 1971, and within 2 years he was working basically the darkest part of Los Angeles, and they were responding to a report of a woman screaming, and they get to the house and they knock on the door, no response. Other than a woman screaming, they kick the door and they go in guns drawn, and there is a woman screaming because she's getting railed by her boyfriend.
And that's when you know you're doing it right.
And they came around the corner and they saw her getting railed, and she didn't know they were there. Nobody knew they were there. They were too busy doing what they were doing to understand that police had entered their domicile. And my dad and his partner went, okay, we're just going to back out quietly and shut the door. Fucking back to this day, whoever that darker skinned lady was who was getting railed by her boyfriend in Southwest Division has no idea that my dad and his
Shawanda.
Partner saw her. No, at that point it was Jamal Washington.
Jamal Washington.
In that part of the city, they're just used to police entering.
Oh,
damn. That was good, Meow. That was good.
That was good.
Oh, yeah.
It's not Meow.
It's Meow.
No, it's not.
I'm going to call him Meow.
All right, so that's our war stories, but which that actually leads me to
fuck me, right?
Yeah, fuck you.
All right, well,
do you have a war story?
I have a funny war story since we're on funny war stories.
Okay, all right, bring it.
All right, so I'm in Ramadi, Iraq, and we are driving our convoy back from a base to our FOB. FOB
forward
is a forward operating base.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So we're headed back. And
you get it. Most people listening don't know acronyms.
That's why I was clarifying you. God. Anyways, so we're headed back, and Pops.
When you go to the vape store, do you ask for dick flavored vape?
First off, I don't vape.
Okay, you're a millennial, so you vape.
No, I don't vape. No, I don't vape.
You play the douche loop.
Right,
that's
it's right
period.
In there with
no,
your, it's,
I
your
do.
Avocado.
I do, however,
when,
smoke
when millennials are
tobacco,
born, they're issued an avocado.
Warfighter.
An ass-eating
warfighter
guy.
Tobacco is legit.
To his credit, he. The Warfighter tobacco.
That shit is legit.
Gotta try the Warfighter tobacco. Those cigars are the bomb.
And since we've shamelessly plugged you, if you guys want to sponsor us and kick it in this way, I'm cool with that, Rocco. Completely cool with that.
Yeah.
So anyways, back to my stories.
Rocco, not Matt, right?
Yeah, no. Rocco's an owner.
Oh, is he the owner?
Yeah, Rocco Vargas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's an owner. Yeah. Matt just shamelessly plugged him.
Plugs it. Yeah,
oh,
okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Wait, so Warfighter tobacco is like Lead Slinger's whiskey, and it's like
America bourbon
style. It's all veteran-owned.
Yep.
Veteran-owned
okay.
business.
Yeah. Black Rifle Coffee, all that. Yeah,
hey, Matt Best
yes.
is my hero
oh,
in a lot
yeah.
of ways.
Matt yeah. Best is fucking hysterical. But you know who actually, like, I liked Matt Best for a long time, and I still do. Don't get me wrong. But you know who's really become my hero listening to their podcast?
Jordan B. Peterson.
No. Evan
awesome.
Hafer, dude.
Who?
Evan Hafer.
Oh, okay.
That dude's legit. Yeah. Like, every time I listen to him, I'm like, at first I was like, I don't know about this dude. And now I'm like, that guy's legit. He's one of those dudes that I get the vibe from him. Like, he'll kill you while
he's
smiling.
Got a huge man crush right
now. Oh, yeah. Yeah, man crush.
He gets kind
hard.
Of a chub.
I think I have a chub right now.
Yeah,
I think I have a partial
chub. Yeah.
All right. So, back to my story. So, we are headed back from our base to our fob, and the conditions were good. The sky was green. The route was green. If it goes yellow, if you're on mission, you need to start heading back. If it goes red, like, you're not getting air support.
If what goes red or yellow?
So he's stating the route that you take to get back.
Right. I know what he's talking about.
I'm explaining. Okay. So the levels go from green to yellow to red, just like a stoplight.
Okay.
Meaning that enemy contact is either likely.
But there's
imminent,
no actual
or,
stoplights. This is like, yeah, imagine
and
if you're
also,
looking at Google Maps and you're looking at the route you're taking, and the first 2 miles are green, and the next 4 miles are yellow, and the last 2 miles are red. You know, you're fine in the first part, you're kind of screwed in the second part, and you better watch your fucking ass in the last part.
Yeah. So, anyways, so we're headed back.
I'm trying to explain to the listener, dink.
Yeah, it's more like recalculating,
right?
At that point.
Recalculating. Yeah.
So we're headed back, and it goes from green to yellow, because of sandstorms. And as we're going back through, I look over to my left, and there's this giant fucking sand tornado coming towards us, which they weren't like tornadoes that people experience in America where they rip shit apart. No, they just take a mountain
of
dirt.
It's a dust devil.
Yes, but they're sand tornadoes.
No.
Right. Dust devil.
No. It is a dust devil from hell.
Right. I'm not saying it's not like a bazillion times.
No, because the problem is when you say dust devil on, like, people envision in their heads like that little swirly tiny thing that kids used to like spin around and go, wee! No, this is like, this straight up sandblasts the side of your Humvee.
I just think of being out in the desert going dirt bike riding and a tornado full of sand comes over and knocks your RV over.
That's nothing compared to this. These are ridiculous.
This is one of those ones where if you were to stand in it and just not move, right, and regardless the amount of pain you're going to be in, when you come out the other side, one side of you is just completely nothing but a wall of sand.
That is called a haboob.
A haboob? What?
That is called a haboob.
He is correct.
Wait, hold on. Time out. You're going to speak up now to tell us?
I mean, it's got boobs in it, so that's what's on my mind.
A haboob.
It's a haboob.
Why is it called a haboob?
It is a sand wall from the land of the Hodges.
I get it. It's a sand wall, and it's from the land of the
Hodges.
You're
talking about the Shabal winds is what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's completely different than what we're talking about.
Wait, what the fuck is a haboob?
A haboob is a wall of sand.
So the Shabal winds are like the seasonal winds that come through in the Middle East.
We are deep in the woods on Middle
Eastern
weather.
No, these aren't woods. This is
a
desert.
But
it's a desert.
You can see for miles.
Yeah.
No,
wait, is haboob just the GI terminology, or is that
that's
like, I can Wikipedia haboob.
Haboob, and you will get Arabic.
All right, I'm good.
Arabic term for...
Ladies and gentlemen, the haboob.
Okay, so anyways, this sand tornado is going from east to west at the time, and we are driving north.
North to south.
Cardinal direction.
I just guessed.
Anyways, so we're driving down this route.
Figured
that,
it was a crosswind.
It was Route Greg. For all of you that have been to Ramadi, we were on Route. And,
we're gonna bleep that out just in case that they're still happen to be using those routes names.
It's gonna be Route Bleep.
Yeah, just bleep it out. Anyways, so we're driving down this route.
Kid has absolutely no OPSEC whatsoever.
This is Route OPSEC.
Yeah. You can bleep that out too. Anyways,
what part that I can
the
bleep
no
out?
OPSEC
that you have
part.
No OPSEC.
Yeah.
No, clearly you have no OPSEC because you just named
it.
For those that don't know what OPSEC is,
operational
security.
So we're down Route. And,
and ladies and gentlemen, it's the declassified Mass Nostalgia podcast.
freaking genius.
I blame it on the alcohol. So we're driving down this route, and we have Pops in our turret in the lead vehicle. And we call
Hold on. You have Pops in your turret. So you have an old man.
Yeah. No. That was his nickname. Yeah, and I'm getting there.
Okay.
Hang on.
I'm just saying. You throw shit out there,
like,
and nobody knows
fucking
what you're talking
interrupting
about.
Cow. Okay. So the reason that Pops got his nickname is he ended up joining the Marine Corps at 28. And everybody
else. Oh my God,
because
that's so fucking old.
No. You are the grandpa.
I know.
Right? Yeah, there's gunnies that are 28. Like he's the old man, right? So he ends up joining up. Good dude. Name's Pops. About 5'2". Good dude.
Oh my god. Why'd you call him fucking midget?
He's a pocket marine.
Because he's Pops.
Pocket marine.
He's Pops.
Hey, 5'2"?
Dude. 5'2". It's Pops.
Jesus Christ.
Anyways, Pops, if you're listening, love you. So we're driving down, and I look over at the sergeant at the time, and I was like, "Hey, sergeant, you see that off over there?" And he looks at me, and I look at him, and we both turn and look up in our gunner. Kissing. No, oh. We both turn and look up at the gunner, who happens to be Pops.
Right.
We start laughing, and I speed up to intersect this sand tornado if it happens to cross the route.
Wait. So you have the oldest man in your squad poking out the hole in the top of your Humvee, and you see a Habubi.
It was an MRAP, but yeah.
And you decide, I'm going to speed up and try and suck Pops out the tube.
5'2".
Like Mary Poppins.
Well, he wouldn't get sucked out. But
I don't know if he's 5'2". He might get sucked out.
Yeah. Was he strapped in?
Pretty much. I mean, he was on the seat, but you're not really strapped
in. Was he strapped in?
No.
He's going to get sucked out.
So I look at Sergeant. Ooh, almost did it. Yeah. At Sergeant. We look at Pops. We start laughing. I speed up. So we're getting closer, and Pops looks down, and he's like, oh, I almost dropped my name. He's like,
wow.
He's like,
thank you to Lex Linger's Whiskey.
He's getting better.
805 Ale for almost dropping names. Go ahead.
And he looked at me and he's like, don't you fucking dare. So, of course, I, you know, throttle it because the sand tornado is about to cross the route. So we're getting closer. At this point, the people in the back of the MRAP have decided that Pops isn't getting out of that turret. They're holding him up as he is trying to get out of the turret.
Wow. You guys are such nice guys.
So we intersect the sand tornado as Pops is up there. At this point, we're holding him in.
Jesus.
As we drive across.
I saw this movie. It's called Twister.
So Pops is a dark green Marine, a very dark green Marine.
Time out.
Black dude.
He's
Wesley
black.
Snipes.
Okay, but you understand. Our included. Listeners don't understand the difference between a green marine and a dark marine.
I'm explaining
green
it, motherfucker.
Yeah, we have a commentator on the side. So Pops is a dark green Marine.
Okay.
That by the time we get through, so by the time we go through this sand tornado, and Pops is struggling to get out of the turret and can't because other Marines were doing as other Marines are doing and making sure the plan of attack happens. We finally let him out when we get through the sand tornado, and Pops went from Dark Knight to Paco Taco Mexican.
Wait, but you know what I love? Here's what I love about the military and law enforcement in general, firefighters, paramedics, any public safety unit in general. We sat here telling this story for 10 minutes, right? And you and I... We've talked a lot of shit. All of us. We talk a lot of shit. That's the whole point of this podcast, is so we can sit down and talk honest shit. And it took, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 minutes into the story for you to say, oh, he's a dark green Marine. Like, you said Pops, right? You're like, he's Pops. I'm like, what's Pops? And you're like, oh, well, you know, he's 28. Oh, we fucking made fun of him for being old, right? So you're making fun of this Marine.
We actually bought
old.
Him a fucking walker. She was great.
Right. Exactly.
By the way, he is jacked. Like,
right.
But here,
5'2", though.
But here's
he's a strong motherfucker.
Here's my point about this is that for those people that would dog on the military or would dog on public safety in general or police officers, we sat here for 5 or 6 minutes talking about Pops. And then at one point you dropped, oh, yeah, he's dark green Marine, as if it was no big deal, right? And then we all went, what's a dark
green
Marine? He's like a black guy.
His color changed.
He's no big deal. And what's amazing to me and what I love about the thin blue line or about soldiers in general is that we don't – if you're a cop
– you don't see color.
You're blue.
Yeah, you don't see color.
If you're in the military, you're green.
All right, so since we're on the war story thing, when –
No, we're almost done.
Well, okay. We'll
don't start a new one.
All right. Yep. No. This is not a new one. This is tacking on to yours. In boot camp, you are told that there is, I don't care where you come from, I don't care what your background is, there is no color here
right.
but green.
Right.
You are dark green Marine, you're a light green Marine, and Jody's getting fucked right now.
Yeah.
But that's what I love about it, is because we can fuck on each other. We're guys. This is a Manstalgia podcast. I told you, there are no safe spaces, right?
Yep.
Facts don't care about your feelings, right?
Yep.
We talk the way guys talk. We can disagree. We can call each other fucking assholes. We can accuse each other of the most heinous shit and laugh about it 2 minutes later.
Exactly.
But when it comes to solidarity, brotherhood, whether it's public safety, whether it's firefighter, paramedic, police, whether it's the military, whether it's veterans, we don't give a shit. I don't give a shit whether you're gay or you're black. What did we talk about last time? It's not who you fuck. It's how you fight. That's our thoughts on your sexual orientation. Same thing with the color of your skin. The color of your skin doesn't mean shit. What matters is how you treat the rest of your fucking squad. And
very true.
Pops clearly knew how to treat the rest of his squad, and clearly you knew how to treat Pops.
Oh yeah, we got him good.
But that's the thing. You didn't treat him any differently.
Oh no, it could have been anybody in that fucking turret.
It didn't matter.
Honestly, it would have been great if it was our lieutenant. That'd have been the best.
It's always better if it's if it's somebody in the brass. So that is war stories, and we're gonna keep that segment going because ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand sometimes the shit that we experience, so you don't have to, is horrific enough for us to say, hey, guess what? Maybe you need to shut the fuck up a second and recognize that just chill out because what you experience in your everyday life at Starbucks is nowhere near what that veteran has experienced to make sure you're covered. What the fuck are you two dickheads texting about? You're literally texting.
Well, into Segway Sally here, we're about to get into Crazy X's, and somebody may have fucked text the Crazy X because, you know, she great head.
Well, okay, so here's our man topic for
not the one you're thinking about.
No, here's our man topic for
that
one.
Thank God.
So as we enter into the home stretch for tonight, our man topic is Crazy X's and breakups and girlfriends. And I'll preface this I will take this to my grave. I will defend it, and you guys can agree or disagree. Let's just hash this out right now. Here is my theory about my working theory, but I'm pretty settled into it about men and women. Okay? I can boil it down very simply. Men are stupid, women are evil. And I'll explain why I say that. If a man says, honey, are you gaining a little weight?
That's
stupid. He's not being a dick. He's just being an idiot.
Yeah.
He's not trying to deliberately hurt your feelings, ladies. He's just too dumb to know that that question might wound you so deeply
that you want
to hang on. You're gonna take this shit. Hold on.
Hang on.
And then on the flip side, if a woman says, yeah, your mother's a shitty cook. She knows your mother's not a shitty cook, but she said it just to wound you.
So it depends. If I am dating a girl and I were to say that, it's because I'm an idiot. But if she's just a hookup, it's because, hey, you're about to get dropped off the list, so you might want to fix yourself.
Yeah, I don't have that. I don't. That's not how I operate. So I'm just saying, in the real world with actual relationships, men are stupid and women are evil. Women will hurt your feelings on purpose. Men hurt your feelings on accident.
I would say in general that's true.
Right? In general.
That's definitely true.
In general. Yes. If a man hurts your feelings, he did not intend to. He was just too fucking stupid to know what he was saying. If a woman hurts your feelings, that bitch calculated that shit to the best possible scenario to wound you in the deepest way possible. Right? So that brings me to our man topic tonight, which is crazy bitches and crazy breakups.
Everybody's got one.
Men may be pigs. Like, I will fully admit, I've said this many, many times. We genetically, biologically, we try to have sex with all kinds of things. We do all kinds. It's just our nature.
Wait
right?
a minute. All kinds of things?
Yes.
Yeah, especially overseas. Right.
Yes.
All kinds of things.
Yes. I knew a guy in the Special Forces. He was
a
deployed.
Guy, quote unquote.
You want to name him?
Are you talking about yourself or just a guy?
I was never in the Special Forces, so I'm clearly not talking about myself. He went overseas to the Middle East, and he told me that the greatest trick to eating out an Arab girl is putting a root beer barrel candy up her vajayjay.
Oh, and then going
to get 2 to 3 minutes before you go down on her.
You've never heard of the Jolly Rancher trick, have you?
Well, this is clearly
it's
similar.
The same thing. It's, yeah.
So he told me that the root beer barrel, 2 or 3 minutes later, starts to melt, and you're good to go. So clearly men will do anything to overcome what in other circumstances would be, yeah, right?
That is the
well. I mean, argue with that, right? We're dogs. We are programmed to procreate.
Hold on, hey Cartman, what were you saying about going down and then it's funky or whatever it is that there's the point at?
I was at point of no return. I was already tongue deep.
There, point of no return.
Wait, what?
There is no point of no return.
No,
there's no such thing.
There is always a point of no return.
I'm sorry, we had already passed the final firing line. It was done. Like. You're already in the zone. You got to handle the business.
You're not going to stop. Once you go, you go.
Yeah, exactly. If you're already in there, you're like, oh, shit. I drank a little more than I thought in this. Well, fuck it. You're already in there.
But, well, okay. So
no,
that's,
bro. I'm talking more like along the lines of where the dog sniffs it and runs away yipping, and you still go in there.
No, I don't do committed. That. No, Mattis has, for the record, saved me from even talking to females before. We'd go out and be like, oh, you have such a cute dog. He would smell and be like, what the fuck is wrong with this one? Hey, it was nice talking to you.
Well, because dogs can smell crazy.
That hasn't helped him before.
No. He willfully ignores it.
This is true.
Yes. So,
is crazy true. Is fun.
But that's what brings
God,
me to
fun.
My
it's
next
so fun.
My next segment is women. Okay, if men will do messed up shit, right? We'll pursue women beyond what we should. We will, you know. Badger them. We're guys. We're dogs.
We're hunters.
Right.
Yes.
What separates us from our caveman relatives is that we don't knock women over the head with a club and drag them off to a cave anymore. I get that. We come close. Don't get me wrong.
Some more than others.
But we try not to do that. So the women, though, here's the thing. If you, as a guy, crawled through a woman's doggy door.
That's called rape.
And while she was sleeping, started performing oral sex on her, you're a rapist. Hold on. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
God, I hope you can hear that because I'm going to leave that in. That is PA flushing the toilet that he blew up 10 minutes ago.
I mean, the real question is, were baby wipes used?
So,
okay.
That's my whole point is that that in any other circumstance is sexual assault. That's fucking rape.
Wait, hang on. Now I'm going to tell my story because it's ironically similar.
All right, go.
Okay. So I'm not going to say dating, but I was
fucking
this girl on the regular. And we're just going to call
Cartman
her.
Cartman doesn't date.
No. I've only dated a few. Most of them just get.
So you are the either we are having sex or we are not. Having sex.
That's Cartman.
That's how you.
Yeah, no, I tried the dating thing a couple times and girls just go crazy.
You only date the crazy ones.
Or he gets an STD. One of the two.
I like the crazy ones.
I'm pretty sure
no
it's
idea
you.
What you're talking about.
But go ahead. So, you're.
Notice that was not a denial.
Right.
It was curable by an antibiotic. Anyways, so moving on. So, we're going to nickname her Crazy. No, I'm not altering a name except for calling her Crazy in the front because it's
fitting.
Wait,
time out. No, we're not going to use a real name.
Why, Bethany? You know, that is like, if you go down, watch the movie.
I'm telling
Ted,
you right now.
Bethany is like the first one.
Nothing that we're talking about is going to make the show because I'm not using anybody's real name. So.
Okay, Crazy Blonde. How's that?
That's fine with me.
And it rhymes with.
No.
Oh, damn it.
So.
He's like a dog. Just like grab a squirt bottle and just and he'll be fine.
So CBD, crazy bitch disease.
Yeah. So I was seeing this crazy blonde girl.
Okay.
And we had gone and done something, and she like pissed me off, and I was like, you know what? Like I'm done. Like we shouldn't be fighting. We're here to hang out and have a good time and fuck. Like that's it. Like I don't want drama. I want zero drama. If you're right. If you're gonna bring, I have enough drama in my life. If you're gonna bring drama, see you later. There's the road. Have a nice drive. Like I don't need this.
Okay, that's understandable,
right? Like, and this was the agreement from the start. I mean, considering the fact when I met her, she was dating someone else in a bar and slid me her number. I already knew where this was going when we first met.
You see, that's where I'm out, and I don't start anything. To begin
but it
with.
Sounds like a good time, though. But
oh, it was
clearly
it
you're,
was it was
you're
good
down.
Time.
So
yeah,
go ahead.
I'm down. So I end up going home, right, and I go take a shower. And as I get out of the shower, I go into my bedroom, and lo and behold, crazy is in my room. So I don't know how the hell she got into my house to begin with, which was the worst part.
So you walk into your own room, and she's
yes.
already in it.
She's already in it. I have no clue how
okay.
she got into my house.
Okay.
Right? So she proceeds to want to have an argument, and I'm like, look, this isn't happening. At this point, I think it's like 4 in the morning. I've been up since... God, midnight the day earlier, so I'm running on 28 hours. I end up passing out in the middle of this argument of telling her to get the fuck out of my house. How do I wake up?
With a blowjob.
With a fucking blowjob. Now I go from being pissed off that she's still there.
To being pissed on?
No.
No.
To being
in the golden showers.
To being really excited because she gave great head. And I'm like, how do I
Is
deal
she
with
fat?
This? No.
Because fat girls,
fat
try,
girls
harder.
Do try harder. But no, she wasn't. But damn, that girl could suck some dick.
Okay.
So then I go through this whole dilemma of I'm pissed off that this is happening, but I'm not going to stop it.
Why not?
Because pissed I was off is getting more my fun dick too. Sucked, dude. Like, come on now. And it was good.
So okay,
it was good.
So we'll enter into another debate on the crazy girlfriend, whatever. Is there any circumstances under which you have or would stop a woman from performing a sex act? If you're in the middle of a blowjob, if you're in the middle of sex, would you ever go, you know what, we're done here?
Oh yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And this was not that circumstance.
Then, no.
But you would do it.
Yeah.
So what would it take? Other than like, because clearly we're in the rape zone where a woman is raping a man,
essentially raping you. Yes.
Right. At the moment that you woke
I mean,
up and went,
you can't rape the willing, so
right. No, but that's the thing.
It was consensual.
So it was rape up until he woke up and went eh.
with Cartman, it's implied consent.
Right, exactly. It's like when you sign for your license, you're like, yeah, I'll give a breath test if I'm arrested.
To answer your question,
if if we're going out and you slide through my doggy door, I'll let you give me head. It's fine.
Okay, so to answer your question, this has happened a couple times. One, I picked a chick up. I didn't know she was married.
A man?
To
wait, what?
Yeah. Well, yeah. If it ends up being a dude, I'm out. unlike Jay-Z.
And we know
he's not even here.
I know.
Okay,
love you, bro. Anyways, so I end up going back to her house. Things start happening. We go up to her bedroom. Clothes are coming off. Things get inserted into places. No, not into my ass.
And
I look over on the bedside, like on the nightstand, and there's a picture of her husband, and he's in a uniform. And I looked at her, I'm like, wait a minute. And I'm like, I thought you were single. She's like, no, my husband's out of town. And I grabbed my shit and got the fuck out.
Now, okay, so that brings up an interesting point because I've heard stories and
hear mine?
No, I'm in the same, and we're going to get to that because I'm in the same boat. I dated a girl. Two weeks later, we've been dating. And she says, I should tell you something. I said, what? And she says, well, I broke up with my boyfriend for you. And I'm like, what?
No.
And she goes, yeah. Lies. I said, what do you mean you broke up with your boyfriend for me? I said, when? And she says, well, yesterday. And I went, hold on. We've been going out for 2 weeks.
Right. Yeah.
And I dumped her that night because I said, if you did it to him, you're going to do it to me. Once a biter, always a biter, just like a dog. Right. And not that women are, well, some women are dogs, but the point is that if you do it once, you'll fucking do it again, right? So therein lies the issue, which we're, brings us to PA's story, which is...
Oh, boy. anybody that's seen that movie, Jarhead, there's that one scene where the guy is, you know, gets a video and his,
right.
It's his, you know, his wife sending him a video of her.
Wait, hold on. So let's back up. In the movie Jarhead, one of the lead characters, platoon buddies, platoon mates, gets a video sent to him overseas from home. And he puts it into the VCR in front of all his homies because he figures, you know, oh, it's a movie sent from home. And it turns out it is a movie sent from home, but it's a movie of his real life wife getting railed
by two big black dudes.
Right. And the idea is that this woman was so depraved that she broke up with him by filming herself having sex and sending it to him overseas, which... Most people think, oh, that's just dramatic for the movie. However,
no.
No.
So initial deployment to Iraq, 2003 to 2004. I was there in the initial invasion. We were there for, I want to say, 3 months. I got a sat phone, secured sat phone, so I could call home. So I call, and my wife at the time picks up, and I was like, hey, it's me. How are you calling me? I have a satellite phone. They gave me a satellite phone secured. I can call you. I'm like, we're in a safe zone. All of a sudden in the background, I hear a voice and I'm like,
yo, what's up?
Who's there? And she goes, oh, nobody's here. It's just a TV. I was like, all right, look, I'm not fucking retarded. I know the difference.
Well, I mean, you are. You're a Marine.
I am. But... Yeah. Muscles are required. Intelligence not expected. But I was like, all right, look, I'm not stupid. I'm like, who is it? I'm like, everyone's there. Oh, it's just XYZ. And I'm like, you mean your ex-boyfriend?
Oh, shit.
And she's like, well, he just wanted to see how I was doing and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like.
Yeah, he wanted to see how your vagina was doing.
The inside.
That's one. So.
Wait, that was the.
Hold on.
Damn it. Okay, go ahead.
It gets worse. So I get home, right? I let that one go because I'm pretty stupid at that point. And I'm like, I'm
young, dumb, and full of cum.
Exactly. So I let it go, and we had a kid together, so I was like, all right. So I let it go, and I come home, and I want to say the second night I was back, there's a knocking at the door. And by knocking, I mean it sounds like someone's trying to break the fuck in.
Right.
At this point, I'm still not comfortable. I don't know how you were when you first got back, but I don't know how you were when you first got back, but I was not comfortable sleeping without a weapon for at least 6 months.
Yeah.
So I answered the door with a 9mm, and
I still do that.
It's
a 45 though.
Right. So it literally sounded
make a 46.
It literally sounded like someone was trying to break into the house, and this dude. We'll call him Juanito.
Dickbag.
We'll call him Juanito.
No, we'll call him Dickbag.
All right, Dickbag. Dickbag is at the door.
Did you shoot him?
I answered the door with a 9mm.
No, but did you shoot
him? I didn't shoot
him. Then you're a better man than I, Gunga.
Yeah. So I answered the door with a 9mm, and the first words out of his mouth are, what are you doing home? And I'm thinking to myself, that is probably the worst answer you could possibly give at that point, right? When you have a 9mm pointed at you. I mean, you're literally staring down the barrel of a freaking Glock. And I was like, that's not the right answer. I'm like, what are you doing here? And the best thing he could come up with was he wanted to invite my wife and my daughter to his daughter's birthday party. Now understand, this is my ex-wife's fuck buddy from high school. Not a boyfriend, and a literally, when she introduced me to this dude, I met him for the first time. She introduced me as, oh, this is my fuck buddy from high school. Again, warning fucking signs, right? There's like sirens
well,
and shit going on.
Well, you're a Marine, so
right.
It
takes so,
a little bit.
So I get...
It was warm and wet on the inside. Yeah,
that's exactly what it was.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah. My daughter wasn't a mistake. The mother was.
Right.
So I basically told
that's
him...
That's the bitch, right? That's the bitch of it is because as much as your ex is a cunt and a mistake, the beautiful child that came from her isn't.
Exactly. You, if you,
that's
you,
what makes you a good dad.
Do you remember? Do you remember the last episode that I was on here? We were talking about, you know,
the capacity,
but humans having the capacity for evil and yeah. you know, being able to repress it.
Right.
Now, understand, I'm a Marine. I was trained in firearms. I was trained in distance shooting.
Right.
I can end people from a different zip code. This bitch is still alive.
Well, that's
I'm a
just,
good
that's,
fucking
that's
man.
Just selfish okay. train on your part.
So, but no, yeah. So that's my story. Essentially, it does happen. Women do cheat. She had been cheating on me for a while with two different guys while I was overseas. So, sad thing was that didn't even get me to stop the situation and try to fix it because of my daughter. And she ended up filing for divorce a few months later on our 2 year anniversary.
See, but now you have
or 1 year. 1 year anniversary. It lasted a year.
You have your amazing wife who hates it when I bring the hose over.
Yeah, yeah, he gets in trouble.
Oh my God.
No, he really does get in trouble. He gets in
but
so
see,
much trouble.
Here's the thing: is that's what's that's what's crazy to me is like women. As much as I love them, God damn it, they will do some of the most insane shit to men when it comes to breakups, when it comes to screwing them over. Is it? Okay, for example, your buddy wants to date a girl you date. Like, I don't care. I don't want anything to do with her. Jesus, you throwing shit at me? What the fuck is going on? My girlfriend's husband fights for your freedom. That's a bumper sticker. That's
sad, right?
It's sad that actually has to be a bumper sticker. That's pretty fucking sad. So... It's
hard not to laugh at it though. It really is hard not to laugh at it.
No, you it's so shockingly like the idea that a woman would send a videotape to her boyfriend or husband overseas that depicts her having sex with another man
or two
and that or three or four yeah. or however and that is her methodology for breaking up with that guy.
Oh, women do all kinds of jacked. I mean, some of the stories that you get from the military and what women do to deployed service. Now, understand, service members are not, you know, by no means are we angels in this because there are, you know, there is the other side. But you look at the individuals on women. You look at the cases that come up, and you have guys that are, you know, heroes to this country, and they're getting served divorce papers because their wives couldn't be alone for 6 months.
Yeah, well, that's unfortunately the time that we live in. I mean, women used to be faithful, and now they're not. But it is what it is. I mean, that's on both sides, right? That's not just on one. It's on both.
Yeah,
you know?
But that's what we're talking about is I know that men are unfaithful, right? I understand that. And I'm not absolving men from that at all. I'm just talking about there seems to be a vindictiveness, right? A venom. An evil, if you will. Evil. Like the fruits of the devil. Evil. That seems to be prevalent in the female species.
That's true. And you know what I've noticed? The nicer they are, the more evil that they end up being.
Yep.
What's the crazy hotness scale? Everybody knows it.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
so
that's true. The crazy
that guy was a genius.
Yeah, that crazy hot scale? Yeah.
My wife's not... She falls into that freaking category that he would consider the tranny, and she's not a tranny.
Wait, what?
Did you just call your wife a tranny?
No,
right. That's why I'm confused.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Now
she falls in the category. She's not. It's kind of difficult since she's plumped out a kid. So just saying. I mean, unless there's a new medical marvel, but
is it? Do they call it a seahorse?
Well, I can tell you this. I don't. I had a girlfriend. My only wife. I was going to say my current wife. My only wife.
Something you're not telling us?
Wait a minute. You're still on your starter marriage?
Oh, fuck yeah. That's why I was never a great cop.
He wasn't in the military, bro.
That's why. No, I was told in training by my training officer, you're not a real cop until you grow a mustache, drink coffee, and get divorced. I grew a mustache. I don't drink coffee and I've never been divorced.
Dude, so that's, you need to try a Black Rifle.
You need to try some. I will French press the shit out of it for you. No, dude, you don't even know.
God bless you guys for trying.
I think I'm going to make him a cup and just not tell him one day. He's like, wow, this is good. I'm be like, yeah, that's coffee.
I don't even eat coffee ice cream.
No, that's disgusting.
It's completely different.
That's disgusting. You don't understand. Coffee ice is disgusting.
If it has coffee bean in, I'm never going to touch it. And it's not that I have anything against coffee. I just never developed a taste for it, period.
Yeah, this is different.
Okay, well, that may be different, but it's still not going to happen.
You're going to try it.
So stop ruining one of our sponsors by pointing out that I won't touch it. I had so my wife and I, we're together, we're apart, we go back and forth. And then I dated a girl, crazy fucking redhead.
I love redheads. By the way, that is my weakness, hands down.
It is also.
Oh my god!
Is also one of my weaknesses, and I must admit, my wife is not red. She's blonde, and blonde, blue eyed. That's I fall for that all the time. But I like redhead is kryptonite. It's weird. But I dated a girl. We were together, redhead. Then I wanted to get I couldn't avoid my wife. I just needed to be with her. So I say, we're done. It's over. It's fine. And, you know, move on. Broke up with her. Got back together with my wife. Like 3 weeks later, I'd been with my wife. And we're dead asleep. Dead of night. Seriously. Midnight. And I get smacked. Fletch. It's Miss Fletch smacking me. Right? And I'm like, what? And she says, what the fuck is that? And I look up, and it is seriously my ex-girlfriend standing over us.
In the bedroom?
In the bedroom.
Did you have a doggy door?
We did have a doggy door.
Ah, there it is.
So this crazy redheaded bitch.
That's how you end up with extra
holes. Crawled through the doggy door and then stood over us, staring at us. Until one of us woke up and looked, my current wife, we were dating at the time, looked up and went, what the fuck? And she smacked the shit. I'm like, oh my God. And then all I heard was, I knew it. And she ran the fuck out. And I chased her. And I was like, I was going to call the cops. She disappeared. Poof. Like a puff of smoke. But it was
Commando Ninja.
Commando Ninja. But seriously. So I've never heard. Like, okay, I've heard stories of women saying, I tried to break up with my boyfriend, he punched me in the eye. I've heard stories of women saying, I don't want to be in this relationship, and I broke up with him, and he followed me around. There's all kinds of heinous shit.
You've heard stories of men trying to break it off with women, and they get sucked off.
But that's the whole thing, is there is another side to it that nobody talks about, which is you break up with your girlfriend, and you're with another woman 3 weeks later,
watching
and she's staring at you in the bed. There's a whole other side of this.
Wait a minute. So you had chance to get a stateside ex-girlfriend kill, and you failed?
there wasn't even an attempt.
I told you I chased her.
Wow. Yeah.
I did. I told you I chased her, but she was quick.
He lost the Conus ex-girlfriend
fat,
kill.
Fat, fat, damn. Faster than a bullet?
It would have been. No, I didn't have a bullet at that time. Unfortunately.
And you call yourself a cop.
Well, I wasn't a cop at that time. I wasn't a cop at that time either. But my point is that what?
That's why you became a cop.
Right. Exactly. That experience alone was enough to turn me. So I think, what have we learned tonight? Boys, what have we learned tonight?
We have heard the best crazy ex story.
Oh, yeah.
I got a pretty good one.
Yeah, he's got a stalker.
Holy
good
shit.
I have a current stalker. And she's been stalking for about a year.
I literally gave you a mic an hour ago.
This is true. I mean, I had to wait for the right time.
Okay.
The white time.
This
is one beer.
I'm
going to
tell you right now.
He's got his
if
white
this
time.
Story doesn't kick
oh,
ass,
it's good.
It's getting cut.
It's good. Well,
attack.
It will be. I'll preface this by saying the crazy hotness scale, it's true. And I'll tell you why she's crazy first. So we were having sex. She was on top. Her hands were tied behind her back.
Yes, I like the story.
Wait, but hold on.
This is how
what
crazy
I love is that
is.
He's including details that make no difference.
Oh, no, it does.
Okay.
It does.
All right.
I have to say that. She's on top. Her hands are tied behind her back. Having some fun. We're in the bedroom. Her bed is up against the wall, and there's a windowsill behind. So she's doing her thing, and I'm trying to pull her in. I pull her in. but I accidentally pull a little too hard, and her head hits the windowsill, and it breaks her nose. However, as it breaks her nose, she's got blood running down her...
This story got dark.
I'm all into it. She gets
blood running down her face, but the first thing she says to me is, "Ow, that hurt. Let's keep going." At the time, I can see her bone, and she has blood running
down
her face.
I'm pretty sure she said, "Ow, that hurt."
First, I'm freaking out here, like, what the hell?
Let's keep going.
But seriously, she's still on top, says, "Let's keep going. This doesn't happen." But that just is the preface of she was insanely hot, but she was insanely crazy. So we dated for about 8 months, 9 months.
What's her number?
Trust me, she might actually be outside. It wouldn't surprise me.
She can come in.
I moved to California for a year, or in a year. So I move. Say, okay, let's do this. We're done. I'm not going to talk to you anymore, whatever. 2 months, 3 months goes by. Okay. We're banging on the door, and she drove 7 hours at night without me knowing. Didn't know where I lived. Found out where I lived. And had a private one-on-one session with the owner of the gym. I walk in and he goes and tried. She's still to this day.
I was totally expecting for there to be like a knife pulled on you, like tying you up in a basement and doing like ripping out toenails.
I'm gonna say there's not a lot of payoff.
Driving 7 hours though.
Massive.
Did she kill your dog at the end of the 7 hour drive?
No. Sadly, no. I don't know, but do you have any stalkers who would drive 7 hours? Any crazy?
I have stalkers that would crawl through my doggy door.
That actually sounds like my kind of girl that I like, so if you want to
give
my number.
I don't know.
Carbon's seriously, what's her number?
The crazy hotness scale is true. She's a lot of fun. She was a lot of fun.
Meow? I think we might have to go with Meow. I think he just got demoted from Massive Attack to Meow just because of that story. How long was that? That was 5 minutes of our lives. We're not getting back now.
Wow, you guys are brutal. You guys are brutal. So what did we learn tonight, boys? Let's start at the beginning. We learned that we have a sponsor, Actual Tour. Actual Tour is better than a virtual tour. So actualtour.com, check it out. That's one of the things we learned. We learned that if you don't kick a woman out of bed for eating crackers, it means she's hot enough that you're willing to excuse the fact that she violated your bed with her eating habits. Which
I'm all about the violating the bed.
I'm all about the violating the bed, but not with your eating habits.
Well,
we learned that the Commando Ninja trailer is epic. And
please fund this. For the love of God, fund this.
Please fund Commando Ninja, because I want to see that movie. We learned that the new Bronco had better be...
All white.
All white. It better be chassis on frame with a V8. It better be something badass.
And otherwise, have a manual option.
Ooh, goddamn right.
Right?
Ford, if you're listening...
Millennial theft deterrent.
Goddamn right. We also learned that, unfortunately, videos that encourage you to play with your own child are necessary because of the few dads that stick around, apparently you don't understand that kids are fun to play with. Because so many of them don't even have dads to begin with.
Pedophiles, please don't listen to this.
Yeah, don't. No, we're not talking about quote-unquote daddy. We're talking about actual daddy, just playing with your children. Football. Wrestling, that kind of shit.
Teaching them how to fish.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're also talking about if you get taken down by a canine, and this is one of my favorite things about police work, is the guy's like, you know, you point a gun at the guy, you ain't gonna fucking shoot me. You point all this shit. Yeah, fuck you. You
dog comes
fucking
out.
Point a dog. Oh my God, I'll do whatever you say. You sick the dog on him. Get him off me. Get him off me. Well, that's what this gentleman said in Orange County. And subsequently, we had a dog that ended up with titanium teeth. So, as a matter of fact, that fucking dog
titanium
did his job just fine.
Titanium tipped fur missile. That's
goddamn right. And ultimately, what else did we say? Adopt a war dog.
Please.
Adopt a war dog. Please, if you get nothing else from that, adopt a war dog. They need homes. They don't have families to come home to the way a lot of soldiers do. So give that a chance. We had some deaths. We had Cogsworth and
Cogsworth is dead. He has ticked his last talk.
Exactly. And ultimately, we're going to continue with the war stories, because one of the things you guys got to understand is that there are so many men and women out there on the front lines of public safety, whether it's firefighter, paramedic, police officer, veteran, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines. They're going to deal with the worst of the worst, so you don't have to. And sometimes we tell you those stories just so you're aware of what these people are dealing with, so you don't have to deal with it. It's them dealing
like
with the worst
old
of society.
People fucking.
Well, that too. Although I think if you sell tickets to that, there's an actual market.
Brought to you by Pornhub.
Yeah, sponsor us, Pornhub.
They're not going to sponsor anybody. And then, basically, when it comes to breakups with women, we've also learned that women are much more vindictive and evil, and they've done some heinous shit. Men may do stuff, you know, that's pretty shitty. We may do stuff on the front end, but God, there's
bitches
some
be crazy.
Crazy shit women will do on the back end. And I can they honestly
will do
tell
crazy
you,
shit
when
on the
I've
back
told
end.
These stories, yeah. When I've talked to women that are relatively sane, and I tell them these stories, I'm like, wait, what? So yeah. There is a large portion of women out there, and maybe it's the women that I attract, but there's a large portion of women out there when you tell them these stories, like, that's fucked up. So clearly, it's not all men, it's not all women, but there's a
there is
significant
a niche. Portion. Yeah, there's a niche. Of,
there's a niche
of
market
up people.
Out there
yeah.
That, you know, there's some warning signs. If people are crawling through doggy doors, that's clearly a warning sign. So we want to close it off tonight with a few final words. Cartman, any last words on everything we've talked about tonight?
No, I think I'm good.
Can just, we make it like a thing? You just have like a dildo on the table. Somebody yawns.
is it in their mouth? Oh my God, that'd be great. We can borrow Jay-Z's. He's got a couple lying around, I'm sure. No, just, you know, go forward and be good humans and help people.
I keep reverting back to an 80s movie where I say, what are your final thoughts? And everybody, you know, struggles. No, you know what? Be excellent to each other.
Yeah, absolutely.
And party on, dudes.
Party on, dudes.
Party on. Party
be
on.
Excellent to each other.
Yeah, too many people nowadays, just they're not kind to their fellow human. And,
right.
And in reality, like, what does it take to be nice to someone? I mean, if they're being
not
an asshole, fuck them. But
No. Fuck them in their eye.
Yeah.
Like, punch them in the face. But if they're being cool, be cool.
Yeah. And there's just be nice.
Massive
Come
Attack,
on.
You
Damn.
Have a... You
Except
have
for
not
you.
Spoken
Fuck
much,
you.
But when you did speak, you told a terrible story. So I'm hoping that you can bring it home.
You know, the bad part is that story could have been really good.
It could have been.
It probably could have been.
It was hyped up too much.
You know what his story was like? A North Korean missile. It just sputters.
It was all tickle, no suck.
It had a lot of potential.
It was all tickle, no suck.
And burned.
Like, oh my God, look at that missile. Oh.
But it's still deadly.
No.
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 Yeah. Any last words?
Not so much.
No. All right. PA?
First words? Holy shit. Fucking.
Like, I can literally cut him out of the whole freaking episode.
You went through the entire
He
entire
said
process.
More when he didn't have a mic.
Oh, man. Let me start by saying thanks for everybody that listened last time we were on here in the Veterans Special. Thanks for everybody that's listening this time. Sorry, we're doing our best to get with the whole mic in the face thing.
Eating
the dick.
What are you apologizing for? Don't apologize. We're learning. We're growing. We're getting better.
All right, what are you, the fucking bionic man? Jesus. Stronger, faster. No, but you're right. You guys did much better tonight with eating the dick. It takes some practice to eat a dick.
It's an acquired taste.
Some have more practice than others.
Yeah, you know what's interesting is that
You have no problems with the microphone.
You have literally no problems with the microphone.
Yeah.
I don't know what that says, but, you know, the audience can make of that what they will.
But other than that, as always, had a great time, Fletch. Thanks for having us on, and look forward to the next invite.
So, in the meantime, we've covered a lot of topics tonight. This is Manstalgia. We would like to encourage you to follow us on Facebook /Manstalgia. You can follow us on Twitter @ManstalgiaPod. You can reach us on Instagram and see all the fucked up shit we post on Instagram @Manstalgia. And you can always email us @ManstalgiaMail@gmail.com. Until then, we will always continue to speak to you in real ways with no filters, no safe spaces. We're just going to give you the way guys talk when we're not afraid to speak about what's really on our minds. We always want to thank Cat Audio. Of course, if we sound like shit, it's our fault, not Cat Audio's fault. The mics are great. The headphones are great.
As you can tell from the last episode
right.
of this.
Clearly, we use the exact same mics the last episode and this episode, but these fucking assholes finally learned to use them properly.
I would just like to point out that a massive attack over there, having no microphone training, came on. And
with
and
a handheld microphone.
He was using the one that Jay-Z was using.
Well, yeah. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Because all you had to say was know how to eat the dick, and he was like, oh,
all about it.
Yeah, got it.
So thank you to Cat Audio for providing some great audio equipment. Thank you to Actual Tour. Please visit actualtour.com if you're looking for a place to buy a house, if you're looking for a place to sell a house, or if you're looking for a business opportunity. In the meantime,
or if you're just a creepy dude that wants to check out people's
goddamn right. If you just get off on like seeing the inside of people's houses and shit, go for it. In the meantime, just remember, if you're listening to this podcast, if you enjoy what we're saying, and if you like it, subscribe, rate, comment, all that stuff. If you don't like what we're saying, then still subscribe,
like
still
it,
rate
subscribe,
us, still
rate, comment, tell porn.
Say whatever
sponsors.
You want, but the bottom line is we're not gonna change what we're saying. We're not gonna alter what we're saying. We're not gonna try and bullshit you. We're gonna give you exactly what we think, and we may disagree with you. Hell, we may disagree with each other. But the bottom line is we're gonna have honest conversations, and we're gonna have honest dialogue, and we're gonna discuss honest issues, and we're gonna always discuss it in an honest way. So, until our next episode, just remember, you're a man, act like it.